care of.
Okay, I dig. I wouldn't know, but I dig.
So how's it been, man?
It's good. How you doing?
I'm good, you know. Been busy.
Cool.
So where are actually you from?
San Diego.
Oh, okay. Man, that nice weather.
Yeah. It's nice all year round. Except it gets a little hot during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the 90s. That's about it.
Yeah. Man, jealous.
Yeah. Where are you at?
I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, okay. Georgia. Yeah. So that's where you were born and raised?
Born and raised, yeah.
Cool. So are you a Chargers fan?
You know, I'm not big into sports.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's okay.
Yeah, especially here in San Diego.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get started then.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So when did this love for music and this passion start? What was the story around it? Like at what age, around what time?
Yeah. I grew up in the church. Probably a lot of cats around here grew up in church. I grew up in the church. And I've been playing piano, since I was probably a little kid, you know, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Play piano here at church a little bit. I have a sister who is older than me.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 7 years older than me. And she was taking classical lessons. And I remember when I was a little kid, she was playing piano, and whenever she was up on the piano, I would sit next to her and copy what she was doing, and she would get so mad. But yeah, my parents also made me take classical when I was like 7 or 8.
Okay, cool.
And I actually hated piano. I hated the structure of like having to practice, you know, this many hours a day or the you know, 30 or whatever every day, and having to practice this thing, this book, whatever.
Right.
I hated music. I hated piano. And then when I got a little bit older, you know, I was always telling my parents, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. And finally, when I was around like 13 or 14, they're like, well, I mean, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And it was around, you know, 15, 16 that I actually fell in love with the piano myself.
Mm.
That's when I discovered, I guess, what most people would call jazz or whatever.
Right.
Improvised music.
Right.
You know, modern improvised music, which is the way I think of it. You know, I discovered, like, Miles Davis.
Okay, cool.
With Miles, all the old bebop guys, Thelonious Monk. And from there, it just kind of expanded, and I just got, like, weirdly obsessed.
Mm.
To the point where, like, I was practicing hours a day. I wasn't doing my homework. And it's something I actually still don't regret. Like, I wasn't really involved in anything else.
Mm.
Like, my schoolwork suffered because I was so, like, just practicing music, trying to learn jazz, trying to learn the language, because it's a language.
Mm.
But I don't regret it because now I'm just doing this. So it's like, you know, why did I even have to try to learn math anyways? The calculus and shit. It's like, dude, that does nothing for me.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's crazy, though, because at first you hated it, and then it turned into an obsession.
Yeah. I think for me it was that, like, rigidity.
Mm-hmm.
And also just, like, you know, playing classical music is beautiful. Like, I'm obsessed with, you know, Chopin and Bach, especially Bach, geniuses. But, like, for me, it was, like, I didn't get what was a big deal with, like, playing music that lots of people had already played, and music that kind of died hundreds of years ago.
Right. I get you.
Yeah.
So, as of right now, or just from the journey starting to now, like, who would you consider your support system to be?
Yeah. My biggest support system right now is all the peers that I found in the last couple of years who are now friends and family,
Gotcha.
friends, closest family, who are musicians,
Gotcha.
who are trying to do this as well. They inspire me a whole lot because I didn't have that before.
Gotcha.
So now it's like people who are in the scene here around San Diego and LA, people who I can say are friends, who are doing the same thing I'm doing. They're my biggest support. They keep me going.
Okay. So when you say it wasn't like that before, what do you mean? Like, what was it like before?
I actually used to carry like a big chip on my shoulder because when I was like 17, I decided, or it's not even that I decided, I just knew that I was gonna do music for the rest of my life.
Gotcha.
I was gonna base myself around jazz or whatever, and I just had a vision of myself. I didn't really have any support from like my circle at the time, whether it's friends or family, which is actually kind of tough. My parents come from another generation. They come from another country. My parents are from Mexico, and so they're doctors,
Gotcha.
medical doctors, and they moved over here just trying to hustle,
Right.
and I have nothing but incredible amounts of love for them, but they came from a different world, and they're from a different world. So I, when I was younger, there was a lot of conflict,
Gotcha.
and as I grew older, I realized there's no need for conflict. I have my reality; they have their reality, and now things are different. There's a lot more support from them. In
Gotcha.
fact, they're one of my biggest supporters now.
All right.
And then friends, I just again didn't see things the same way. They didn't expect, like I said, when I was in high school, I was obsessed with jazz. I was obsessed with music. That's all I would do. I would go to school. I would go to the practice room and play. But it wasn't. They just didn't see this, happening like it is now.
Gotcha.
And I still love them with my entire heart. But it's different now to have peers who understand what this is like. And you can connect with on that level. A lot of my old friends, you can't really connect on the same way.
Right. Kind of on a
Yeah.
different path.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, gotcha. So, what would you say like the biggest struggle was for you like through this journey? What would you say like
Yeah.
the biggest roadblock or biggest struggle?
Biggest struggle is one that I'm going through right now, and that's switching the mindset from consumer to creator, and embracing that.
Gotcha.
When I was like, so I mean, I'm self-taught, right? So when I was younger, I had a vision of what I want to be doing at this age. And that's what I'm doing, and that's jazz piano, or jazz is like my main love.
Right.
I'm obsessed with jazz, but my other passions is like hip hop and R&B, and I do that too. But when I was 20, that's when I realized like, hey, I could do this, So I hustled for like those 2 years, that and I was taking like unpaid gigs, like $50 gigs, like come play here and here, and I'm just trying to figure out what the heck is going on in the scene here, because I didn't know anything about what it's like to do music in San Diego. And that was pretty tough. But the difference was all I was doing then was trying to establish myself as a serious jazz player here in San Diego. And that was just a matter of, you know, getting my chops out there and getting people to see and networking. But the different struggle now is I feel like, I mean, never, you know, you never fully accomplish anything, but I feel like I've kind of like put my foot in the door as it is, and I don't have to worry about that so much. And now, aside from like being a sideman and taking lots of freelance gigs, that's, I've done that. And now switching to a creator mindset where I'm thinking more of things I can do artistically under my direction, you know, putting groups together and making music and going to the studio and marketing in a different way.
Gotcha.
Stuff like that. That's the one I'm in the process of right now. That's where you caught me.
That's cool. That's cool, man. I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I mean, I listened to some of your stuff, and it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. So I gather that you're doing a lot of producing right now.
Yeah, yeah. Not as much.
Okay.
I have, like, I spend my time on a couple things. Like, if I'm not, like, doing, like, gigs around town, then I'm thinking of things I could do. And one of those avenues is, like, my SoundCloud kind of direction. And that's just me, like, you know, like my love for hip hop. That's I don't get to do that anywhere else. And that's just me, like, all that Dilla shit. Like with jazz, that's just me trying to see what I can do with that.
Gotcha. So, excuse me. So, like, what's, like, when people hear Hugo's music, what experience are you trying to create? What do you want them to feel?
I'm a big believer overall in, and this applies to music and out of music, of being in the moment. And I think, like, more than wanting people to feel a certain way, I just want people to feel. I know in my struggle, and a lot of people I've noticed, is people are too much in their heads. Mm-hmm. And that creates a lot. And the biggest thing that helped me is to kind of discover what it is like to be back in your body and to feel. So I'm not too concerned with what people feel, because there's times when I'm listening to musicians around town and I feel something, but I'm not so sure other people feel the same thing. But because everyone has this crazy, unique experience of life. But there's something you can feel in the room when people are touched by something.
Gotcha.
And that, I think that looks different for everybody. So what I want to do is just make people feel. And in my mind, I may be thinking certain things. You know, sometimes, like, even with jazz, I'll like harbor like a very angry, you know, kind of like a fiery feeling, especially when the, you know, it gets really intense, something like that. I don't know if that's carried across exactly to the audience the same way I'm feeling it. Maybe they interpret it more romantically or something, or I don't know.
All right.
But I know that if I put it into the music, it's going to be felt, because, you know, people feel energies, so they're going to feel that for sure. Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's not so much a specific type of feeling, but you must feel something. If somebody doesn't feel something, then you feel like you didn't accomplish what you went out there to accomplish.
Right. The other day I got super, super inspired by all the conflict that was happening over at the Standing Rock Reservation. Just all of a sudden, like, I was watching these videos of, like, the protesters, the yeah. water protectors, just, like, gunned down by, like, rubber bullets and hoses.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me. And I decided to make this tune. I hit up a couple of my friends, and we kind of made this song. And that one went out on SoundCloud. And what I was feeling like a mixture of like sadness
mm-hmm.
and anger and angst, you know. But I don't, I did my job to put that in the music, and my friends definitely felt a certain type of way about the situation. But I'm not exactly sure how most people are going to feel that. I don't know what they're going to feel. Like, we carry our own past into everything we do in the moment. So, like, if someone listens to the song about Standing Rock and, like, about life and Earth and police brutality and the future of the planet, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to feel. People have a lot of opinions about stuff, you know? And that's out of my control, ultimately.
Right. Right, which is, I get it, which is true. I mean, if you look at it, if someone hears your music or sees your art or whatever it is and has no reaction to it, I think that's when you failed. But some right. reaction, you know what I mean? At least some kind right. of,
yeah.
it evokes some kind of reaction, I think.
Yeah.
Then you kind of say, okay, I've done something.
Maybe there's someone out there who's happy that they're going to build a pipeline. Maybe somebody wants to and my music, and they, you know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah, it may seem hard to believe to some of us, but they may be.
Yeah.
It may be. So, what you got going on now? Like, what are you working on? What you got going on now?
Yeah, it's kind of scattered.
All right, top two.
Top two. One is, like, if we're talking about musically, let's see. There's no top two. It's kind of, I'm just, like, divided. A lot of my time is freelance piano, freelance jazz. But beyond that, there are specific groups that I play with. One of them I'm just absolutely honored to play with. I still can't believe I even play with them. It's called the Gas Lamp Quarter Jazz Orchestra. And that's one of the, like, Southern California's premier, like, jazz big bands. Lots of amazing players. It's one of those things where I've been playing for them for like a year, and I'm still as nervous, like, now
as,
like,
the first day.
Yeah, and I still can't even wrap my head around the fact that I play with them.
So how did that happen?
Yeah. Well, the jazz scene here in San Diego isn't enormous. So, like, you know, most people know the names of most people.
Okay.
And I was called for the gig, and I was a good fit. I'm good friends with one of the co-leaders. His name's Isaac Pastrana, and some other people in the band, good friends, and they recommended me, and now I'm playing with them. And there's some serious cats in that band, and that's one of the ones where it's not even about the money.
Right.
That's like, I'll do all the gigs, you know, for you know, for no pay. Just for the life experience, that's one of the ones that I like to think about. And other ones, I play. I just kind of play around town. I'm currently working on some solo work.
Gotcha.
I have a couple different avenues. One is I'm in the slow process of recording a jazz trio record.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all self-funded. So I'm just like chipping away at it here and there. Take, you know, and I have like a live show that was recorded that is going to be put out eventually as well, separately. And
Gotcha.
that's more of like a modern jazz fusion. That was not like a jazz trio. We call that the Hugo Solares Group. Just a couple of my friends, serious players. We're, you know, chipping away at that stuff because, you know, it's all self-funded. So whenever we can like get in the studio or
Gotcha.
whenever work on the music,
Right.
you know, whenever we can afford to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I also play with this cool R&B band. It's like a jazz R&B fusion band. It's called Abstract, the band. I also spent some time playing with another great band, similar, like an R&B soul band, called Tiffany Jane and the Kicks. Both of those two bands, I often probably see them on my Instagram sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that. And then beyond that, lots of beautiful jazz groups that I get to play as a sideman, as a pianist. That I'm just, you know, it's just a privilege to even play with some of these people. Yeah.
Man, it sounds like you got busy, 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 busy.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Gotcha.
Like the freelance stuff. Like it's funny. Like some days, like, you know, I'll be at home like for 2 days straight. And then some days, like today, which is funny, that today, because like I wasn't even that busy this week, but today I have 3 gigs, one after another, like immediately, like I'm hustling. it's like that, like that's the freelance thing that, when going back to like, you know, just can't connect to old peers because it's a different lifestyle.
Right, which is true, which is true.
Yeah, and what pushes me forward is, you know, people in my circle who are doing the same thing. So yeah, well, one of those gigs I have today is with that big band, the Gaslamp Quarter Jazz
Okay.
Orchestra.
Okay.
They're all tonight. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
So, what would you say is like your top two, maybe three ways of like getting yourself out there?
Yeah. Man. Well, the first one is what I did. Like starting like 2 years ago, which is like going to the jams around town, and
Like the jam sessions?
the jam sessions.
Oh, okay.
That's what that's like if you're trying to establish yourself as a player in the local scene, which is what I was trying to do like 2 years ago. So I got word that there was this big jam on Wednesdays. Gilbert Castellanos, he's a local player. He's one of the baddest cats in California, really. He hosts a local jam on Wednesdays. That's the place to be here in San Diego if you're a serious player. And that's one of the ones that I did, constantly going out to jams, especially that one. And then moving forward, you know, like when I talk about making that switch from consumer to
The
creator,
creator, right?
very, very recent one that I just made weeks ago. And for me, I'm kind of changing the way I do things like online. I still got work to do there. I haven't even set up my website, which I'm in the process of doing that. But the way I'm doing the Instagram now, for example, and Facebook is a little bit different. That's probably my second way, because the other way is just networking. It's
Right.
like word of mouth, and that does well here in San Diego if, you know, if you're a serious player. But beyond that, which was good for my goals at the time, but now I'm trying to do things differently, trying to expand outside of San Diego, and that's the other thing. So it's a process for me. Yeah.
Sounds good, sounds good. I'm glad you're getting your website up. That's
Yeah.
probably working with musicians, that's probably the biggest, I wouldn't say issue, but I think a lot of musicians are lacking in that area. Like, they build up their YouTube, they build up their Instagram, they build up their Facebook, but they don't have a website. And I urge them to do that because if any one of those platforms like change something, like it's not your platform, you have full control over your website. So, I mean, I try to tell them to use those platforms as a way to navigate them to their to your home, which is your website. You have full control. You have full control of the experience. You have full control of the feel. But a lot of musicians, it's just, I really try to tell them, like, you know what I mean? Get your website up. Get a website up because it's very important. Because, you know, you have full control of what goes on and what doesn't go on there. So
yeah,
I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah.
So as we're getting ready to close, and what's the best advice you would want to give a musician right now?
Best advice for a musician is, to take care of the music, because the music will take care of you. If you serve the music serves you. So, on top of everything, keep the music in mind. The music, quality of the music can never suffer. Otherwise, like, what are you doing? It's like if you're a doctor, there's no aspect of your practice of medicine that you can sacrifice. At least not without losing integrity.
I like that.
And this is all we're doing, man. Like, musicians, we just, our lives revolve around music. So the music has to come first, always. And if you take care of the music will take care of you. If you keep music in mind, and you respect the music, you're going to be okay. You have to do other things. Like, you have to get on top of, you know, the marketing, the network. That's crucial. You can't let the music suffer.
I like that. Quality of the music can never suffer. I like that. 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 So, you ready to play?
Sure.
All right.
I'll play a Christmas thing since it's that time of the year.
All right. Sounds good.
See what happens. Thank you.
Awesome, man. I just want to say thanks again, man, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to kind of share your story and all that stuff, man.
Yeah,
That was
thanks
some
for having
great
me.
playing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
Thanks for having me.
hey man, but I'm gonna run and I hope you know we keep in touch. I'm gonna do my best to keep in touch. I hope you do the same, man, and much blessings to you, man.
Yeah, thank you. I might need some design work soon.
Hey man, you know how to reach me. Not a problem at all.
Yeah.
All right, man, take care.
Yeah, you too. Take
All
care.
right, bye.
Peace.
All right, today I have with me Vincent, a great guitarist on the Passion of the Arts show. I'm excited to have him. He's calling from the Netherlands, which is not that close, but it's pretty awesome to kind of connect with someone from the Netherlands and a great musician. So the first question that I usually ask is, when did your love for music start, and what age that was, and what was that experience like?
I think it started about when I was about six or seven. My dad used to play guitar a lot, and I'd always watch him playing in the living room. And I know, like I said in the interview, I never heard anything like it before, and I was just sold. I was like, "That's what I want to do. I want to create those sounds and I want to do stuff like that." So,
That's what I
yeah.
started. That's cool. That's cool. So your dad is a musician also.
Well, he's not a full-time musician, and he gave up playing guitar like a few years ago.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So who was that person that you would say that was like your influence in regards to music?
That's a tough one,
All
man.
right, give me some of your influences then.
Some of my influences are right now at this moment are Andy Schauf, the singer-songwriter from Canada. Let's see, there's so many. I've been a big fan of a band called the La Dispute for many years now. I know I grew up listening to metal, things like Slayer and Slipknot, and those were the only, that was the only kind of music I was into. And so when I first started playing guitar, I got a lot of inspiration from that. I used to only play metal and stuff like that. So the things I'm doing now have just started to take off like, I don't know, a year ago or something. Before that, it was all metal, and my taste in music was all metal, and all my influences were stuff like Metallica and Slayer and Slipknot and sort of stuff.
So I noticed that's not what you're playing now. So what would you consider, what kind of style would you say you are right now?
I'm currently exploring lots of neo soul vibes, R&B, mixed with some emotive stuff. I'm trying to get out of that box of where things are. Like, for instance, when you look at R&B or gospel music, it's yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's a lot of times it's they have a certain energy to it, And what I'm trying to do is, for the most part, take that energy away and create some more ambient vibes
Okay.
combined with that. At least that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm not that familiar with neo soul and R&B yet because I just recently started to get into that. But in a short amount of time, I've drawn a lot of inspiration from that.
That's cool. So, like, with that whole feel that you're trying to create, like, what type of feeling are you trying to create for your audience or whoever listens? Like, what experience are you trying to create for them?
I don't know. What I'm trying to do is letting people experience what I'm feeling at that moment. So, for the most part, it's really melancholic, and just trying to create vibes, strong vibes, in which people can just sit back and listen to it and not get bored with it.
Right.
That's my main thing, that's what I'm trying to accomplish. But I haven't put much thought in that actually.
Oh, okay. I understand, understand, understand. So, what is a typical daily musician routine? What's Vincent's typical daily routine like?
I usually start practice, just the typical things, scales and such, and working on my timing.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just jamming out a lot, just trying to come up with things as I go, and not think about it too much.
Gotcha,
Just
gotcha. Just kind of flow with it, huh?
yeah.
Yeah, so who right now is like your most important support, like personally, like personal persons, like who do you draw from when it comes to support wise through this journey?
I think the biggest one is probably my girlfriend. She supports me in everything, and she puts up with my guitar playing, because I invested a lot of time in it. Although I don't have my own definite music out yet, and I don't have a band together or anything. I invest almost all of my time in playing guitar, and I've been neglecting some things also. So, despite that, she still supports me 120%, so that's great.
Wow, that's cool, man. That's cool. And so, that's what it requires. It requires a lot of investment to really get where you want to get. So that is cool. You know what I mean? That she's still able to stick it out with you because you need that. You need that support. That
Yeah,
when,
definitely.
things doesn't work, things don't work out or a gig don't go as planned, and you know what I mean? You need that support to fall back
Yeah.
on. So when you're not playing the guitar, like what's Vincent's thing? Like what's your next love?
Probably my dog.
That's cool. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a German Shepherd.
Okay.
But before I invested so much time in playing guitar, I invested a lot of time in my dog, in training him and rehabilitating him. And yeah, I don't know. I also have just have a passion for animals in general, really. But yeah, I'm still struggling with that question. I've asked myself that a lot of times, and yeah, I'm kind of in that age where I'm not exactly sure where I want to go, what I want to do, and if I would want to do anything else than creating music. And I think that's really my only real passion. That's been a constant my whole life.
That's that. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, it's The biggest struggle some people have sometimes is having too much passions, and they don't even know which one to narrow down to. It's like you have 20 different passions, and they don't even know. But you need that one thing because it requires focus. It requires a lot of focus. You know what I mean? Which is cool. So, what is it that you have planned going on? Like, what's some stuff that you got going on behind the scenes that you have planned to do?
I'm planning to record a little EP, trying to get my music out there, and I'm planning on working with a lot of people. But
Nice.
got a few projects going to build up experience because that's important. And I've got a few contacts in America. People who just want to do stuff for fun or do some serious stuff, and I'm just trying to figure out like what it is that I exactly want, because I'm not sure yet. I'm still searching for what it is that I want to do exactly in music, and I know that I want to create my own things, and but I'm not sure yet how, if I want to start a band, or I want to, get it off solo, or
Just kind of going with, see what where it takes you. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. So, when it comes to like creating your own music, like the EP, tell me a little bit about the EP that you're thinking about, if you already have some thoughts in mind.
Like, what do you mean?
Like,
What?
yeah, what are you creating? Like, kind of music.
Well, the thing that I'm doing on Instagram is I'm posting my ideas, because it started out as first for just for me, for myself. And so what I have there are ideas, and I'm working on combining those ideas, or just working them out in general, and creating some full-length songs out of them. So it's what I expect it to be is the same vibes, the same kind of feel that I have in my videos on Instagram. So I want to head in that direction.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so what's the feedback been like so far on the stuff that you've been creating?
Yeah, pretty crazy actually. I never expected people to like it that much, but on Instagram there are always people just saying things to get followers or something. But I've had some truly genuine messages of people who told me they were really inspired, and that they started to pick up the guitar again because they watched my videos. And that's just insane, because I normally am the guy who's thinking that.
That's
So it's
cool. What was that like? What was that feeling like?
that just made my week. Well, to be in a position, what I'm doing is nothing fancy. I'm just uploading 1 minute videos to a social media platform, and it's not even the most popular social media platform. So to be able to reach so many people and inspire people, which I never thought I'd do, but yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome.
Oh man, yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. I'm glad you're, influencing people. Yeah, that's amazing. It is indeed. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you do things and you're not even planning to like, you don't have any great strategy involved. You're just sharing. Those are the things that really come off the best. You know what I mean? When you're not really thinking about what's the outcome is usually pretty good. That's
Yeah, that's
cool.
what I noticed. When you start, when you're just creating things by yourself and you just want to share it, just that general thought, I just want to share it, then usually the feedback is a lot better than when you're trying to create stuff for other people.
Yeah, which is true. Yeah, and to like to be inspired, it's much better than, you know, I mean, trying to like you say, oh, I want to do this to get this amount of followers, or I want to do this to get this reaction. It's popular, so let me do this. You're really just playing from the heart. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So, what's during your journey, like, what's some of the advice you would give, like, musicians that's coming up, or just musicians in general?
Think the biggest advice I give, that I can give, is it's just a cliche really, but don't do it for other people. Write for yourself, create music because you love it yourself, and don't expect everyone to like it. Don't expect, like, don't set your bars too high. Don't expect to make it, or I don't know, that should not be your intention when you're starting music. It shouldn't be like, I want to be famous. Yeah, it can be, but my personal belief is that when you start off with saying like, I want to be famous, or that you're creating things for the wrong reason, because I think music is and always will be a personal thing. It's an expression of your thoughts, of your feelings, and yeah, I think if you just, what I would say is, if you just stick to your gut feelings, to what you like, and you have faith in that, then things will be all right.
I like that. And the only way you'd be able to out overcome any kind of mental struggle is through just being brave, like you decided today to just do the interview. It's just through being brave and just kind of be willing to push through it. You know what I mean? Right, man. I'll talk to you. Definitely keep in touch. I feel like we got a good connection going on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care. Thank you, man.
All right.
Bye.